patient name, Chouette, S-C-H-U-E-T-T-E, comma, Carissa. Practitioner, Kareen Castrol, nurse practitioner. Time of appointment, 4:15 to 5 p.m. Date of appointment, 10/31/2023. Code 99213-90836. The patient is a 22-year-old female who was previously seen by by the nurse practitioner Christina Stern, then Eric Collins, then Lauren Tableman of this office. The patient has a history of depression and anxiety since age 16. In the past year, she has been diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. She stated that her anxiety and depression were much worse when she was in high school. She stated since being on medication for ADHD, she sees a big breakthrough in her symptoms. Since on Vyvanse, she has noticed that her low motivation has improved considerably. Her sleep is good. She sleeps 7 to 9 hours per night. Appetite is good. Concentration is better. Her energy level is adequate. She has no suicidal or self-harming thoughts. When she was 17 to 18 years old, she used to cut herself, but has not done so in a number of years. She has no panic attacks. She stated that in the past year, there was one occasion in which she cried herself into a state of hyperventilation. She has never been manic. She has a history of being groped by her father's friend when she was 18 years old and a history of rape while in college. She stated that initially she had a hard time moving past the incident of rape, but has no residual symptoms now, no flashbacks, no nightmares, no startling or avoidance. She is in a relationship with a young male at this time, and the relationship is going quite well. She's never had any psychotic experiences. In middle school, she was mildly focused on her weight. She engaged in calorie counting and food journaling. Sometimes she would restrict food, but there was no vomiting or laxative abuse. She never had amenorrhea. The patient does not smoke cigarettes. She does not smoke marijuana. She did some marijuana use in high school. She does not use any illicit drugs. The patient reports alcohol use when on weekends. She will have 4 to 6 drinks, sometimes more, sometimes less. She stated she overestimated how much she was drinking in her last session because she was trying to average out how much she drank in the past year, having drank much more in college. She never drinks alone. When she first drank in college, she did have an experience of a blackout. Family history. The father has anxiety. She's unsure if he's on medication. She stated he can relate to her struggles quite well. Her aunt on the paternal side had schizophrenia and possibly died by suicide. There is no alcohol or drug abuse in the family. Medical. The patient reports no medical problems. She has regular menstrual periods. There's no known drug allergies. Surgical. The patient had her tonsils out in January of 2023, having experienced mononucleosis twice and repeated outbreaks of strep. The patient had surgery on her left kidney at 10 years old for hydronephrosis. Social, the patient lives with her parents. Her older sister, age 24, just moved out. As noted earlier, she started seeing someone 1 month ago. She had a rough breakup earlier in the year, but is happy in her relationship now. She went to the College of New Jersey with a degree in psychology. She's not quite sure what to do with it, but is working on her resume and looking for some full-time work. Currently, she's working part-time in a realtor's office doing office work. Her relationship with her parents is good. She stated they had an initial readjustment period with her moving back home. They are more communicative now. She has supportive friends. She is not currently in psychotherapy. Developmental, the patient stated she was slow to toilet train related to her kidney problems. She describes herself as a shy child. She stated she was attached to her mother and had some trouble going to school in the beginning. Hold on. Of note is that the patient stopped her taking her Zoloft, but she doesn't notice any residual difficulties, no change in her mood. In fact, she described a dulling of mood and affect with Zoloft and felt too foggy. The patient is compliant with Vyvanse 20 milligrams per day. She takes Visceral 25 milligrams PRN for insomnia, but has not had to take it in quite some time. Diagnosis, attention deficit disorder, predominantly inattentive type, generalized anxiety disorder, alcohol use disorder, mild. Plan, continue Vyvanse 20 milligrams per day, continue Visceral 25 milligrams PO, HSPRN, insomnia.